Landslides and flooding continue to bring misery to the people of Pakistan and China. Engineers battle today to drain an unstable lake created by China's deadliest landslide in decades. They fear it could burst and swamp devastated areas where people are still hunting for survivors. At least 702 people died in northwestern Gansu province when a tsunami of mud and rocks engulfed swathes of a small town at the weekend. Another 1,042 people are missing. And in Pakistan, President Asif Ali Zardari returned to the flood-ravaged country where he faced a storm of criticism for visiting Europe as the nation was gripped by its worst natural disaster. His arrival came as thousands of people today fled a major city in the centre of the country as authorities warned that swollen rivers could soon submerge the area. The UN says that almost 14 million people have been affected by flooding over the past 2 weeks and has launched an appeal to aid them. We spoke to the head of programming for CRS in Pakistan, Carolyn Fanelli, who told us about their relief priorities.
Important things like plastic sheeting, water purification tablets, kitchen sets for people that lost everything in the floods. So those are items that we're getting out there quickly. We're also in the process of repairing water supply schemes and also work to rebuild some of the community infrastructure that's been damaged, irrigation channels, pathways, things that people really need get around and to also make sure that their livelihoods are preserved. We'll be continuing to distribute these shelter items and hygiene items. We're also going to start doing assessments of people's homes or what was left, you know, what is left of their homes and trying to get a better sense of how we can help them rebuild or rebuild some transitional shelter, some kind of temporary, you know, kind of semi-permanent shelter that they can live in through the winter. These are also some cold areas. When the winter comes, it will be, you know, very cold for people if they don't have shelter.